relaxing in the office.
在办公室里休息了一下。
And the angel came and tapped on the door.
然后天使来敲敲门。
Once again, it was Alice Pong. Telling me the meeting had started without me. Today we want to continue in the book of Revelation, and this afternoon, why don't we just read in beginning in chapter 3 and verse 7.
我们来看启示录第三章第七节。
We want to eat this scroll for the next two sessions.
我们下面两堂的聚会，我们要把这个小卷吃进去。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens, says this.
你要写信给腓拉铁菲的教会使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人关，关了就没有人能开的说。
I know your deeds.Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one will shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and make them know that I have loved you.
没有弃绝我的名，看到我在你面前给你开一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦议会的人自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，使他们也知道我是已经爱了你了。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I will also keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我在必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试验。
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore.And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也不再从那里出去。我又要将我的神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
Let's have another moment of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Our Father, we come to you and thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus, our living Word.
天父，我们来在你自己的面前，我们为你的儿子耶稣基督这神的话感谢你。
We realize that everything he does to us is life.
我们真是知道他在我们身上所做的每一件事情都是生命。
We pray even now for the quickening of his spirit within us.
我们祷告求主耶稣的灵在我们里面眺望我们。
We desire to be those faithfully preparing for your soon coming.
我们实在愿意在你回来之前，我们都是那些忠心迎接准备你回来的人。
Help us to eat this scroll, chewing thy word to gain in righteousness.
求你帮助我们每一个人，让我们在聆听你话语的时候，能够把你的话吃下去，来默想这个话中的灵。
We thank you for your mercy and your presence with us today.
我们为你与我们同在，感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.We read even here in chapter 3 that which has been spoken in chapter 1, I am coming quickly.
我们在这一个第三章里头也要想到我们第一章主说我必快来。
And the more we eat the scroll of the book of Revelation, the more we become aware of the nearness of his coming.
我们越能够把这一卷书像食物吃下去，我们就越能够体会他来的日子非常的近。
Indeed, some of the prophecies in the book of Revelation have to do with the very deep things of God.
在这本书里头牵涉到很多关于神深奥的事情。
And there are many mysteries still hidden in God, which we will not know until a future time.
这里面许多深奥的事情，我们是一直要等到将来见主的时候才能够明白。
But if we will eat the scroll of prophecy,
但是如果我们把这个中间关于先知这个预言的部分
，it is not necessarily a feeding of our mind.
这个读的时候，并不是说叫我们的心思来明白而已。
But it's a bringing us into a spiritual intelligence.
乃是让我们能够真的进到灵的里头，有这样属灵的智慧。
Now you know there is a distinction.
这里有个区别。
Some people have a great religious and doctrinal mind.
有很多人是在这个所谓教义上有很深的造诣。
But they lack a spiritual intelligence.
但是这个属灵的聪明。
And there are others who, though they don't know the word that well, have a spiritual sense of the Lord and what he is doing.
那但是另外一种就不一样，就是他虽然圣经的知识不是那么丰富，像第一种一样，但是他有一种属灵的感觉。
This sensitivity to what the Lord is doing comes through eating the scroll.
这个属灵的感觉乃是从吃主的话来的。
Now there are many information in the book of Revelation. There are charts we could design from the things that we read.
在读启示录的时候，你可以找到很多的工具书，很多的图，可以把它画出来。
But many times Christians endeavoring to know the mysteries of the book of Revelation,
但是至于这个里面讲的这个深奥的启示，我们没有碰到。
They go to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to find intellectual answers rather than to find spiritual answers that comes from eating the scrolls.
我们容易上当的事情就是我们读很多的属灵的书去得到很多的属灵的信息，我们吃的其实是知识善恶的果子。
You remember that David had many wise counselors about him when he was a king in Israel.
你回想大卫王他掌权的时候有许多他身边有许多智慧人。
But isn't it interesting when he needed spiritual wisdom that he went to the tribe of Issachar?
但是他真正需要这个属灵的鉴别力的时候，他去找以撒迦这个支派。
And why is that?
为什么呢？
Because the brothers in Issachar knew the times that they were living in and what to do.
因为那个支派的人，这一群的弟兄，他们知道神的时间，也知道在这个时间神要做什么事情。
Now all the politicians and all the high priests in the world can't tell you what time it is and what to do.
全世界的政客们或者这些宗教领袖们，他们对属灵的这个时间是没有感觉，他不知道告诉你该做什么事。
Now we Christians are not fooled by the Democrat and Republican statements.
我们基督徒不应该被这些政党的政纲宣传受到影响。
What do we do about the problem of this recession in our nation?
比如说现在美国我们现在在的这个是经济萧条的时间。
Well, the Democrats go to the left side of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They eat a certain fruit and tell us this is what we need to do.
那民主党的人就会跟我们讲很多很多他用左派的思想来解释我们该做什么。
Republicans go to the right side and find some other tree, fruit from the tree.
然后共和党呢就到右派里面，他给讲了一大堆的理论，这都是属于知识上的树的知识。
But who knows what to do in this time?
但是到底这件事在这个时代要做什么事情，谁知道呢
？Trump,
Donald Trump,
Buffett,
或者那个大有钱的 Buffett,
they don't know what to do.
他们也不知道怎么做。
There's need, even in our government, for people with spiritual discernment.
所以今天即使在我们的国家的这个政府里头，都需要有真正属灵智慧的人，知道我们真正该做什么。
It's not even so much praying for party, but praying for those who have spiritual and moral judgment.
今天不是为哪个政党祷告，乃是为着神的旨意，说神在这个时间让政府这些所谓执政掌权者，他应该有属灵的智慧，知道在这种危机应该做什么事。
And so we Christians need this spiritual discernment.
所以弟兄，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们需要的是属灵的智慧。
Now when we look at the seven churches in chapter 2 and 3,
所以我们来读这两章圣经，
we see our Lord Jesus looking at the church,
我们看见耶稣的眼光看他的教会，
according to his gold standard,
他是以金为标准来衡量的。
Now as soon as you have the right standard, you can judge properly the condition of the church.
你有了一个客观的标准，你才能够衡量什么是对，什么是错。
This is so even in our human life, isn't it?
其实我们人类的生活也应该同样的原则。
It takes a clear understanding of what our calling is to understand how to fulfill it.
也就是说，一个基督徒必须知道神对我们有什么样的呼召，那么才说得上我们这一生怎么样来满足这个呼召。
And so Jesus is now standing before the seven churches on earth.
耶稣现在站在七个教会面前。
And he has the lampstand of the gold church, the reality in heaven.
所以耶稣是以天上的实际这个标准来衡量地上所有的教会。
And he is commending and rebuking the church based on the standard.
所以当主来说话的时候，他对每一个教会都有责备的话，也有称赞的话。
Now if we carefully notice, we know that the Lord is not expecting a perfect church.
所以你在这个七封信里知道，主知道地上找不到完美的教会。
But a church that has lost its standard must be rebuked.
所以任何一个教会失去了属灵的标准，这个主教责备他。
We might say, why would our Lord rebuke the church of Ephesus?
那么主为什么要责备像以弗所这么好的教会呢？
All of their furniture was bright and shiny.
每一件这个教会中的家具都是又干净又发亮。
Their holy temple was very busy with many works.
在这个教堂里面有许多的聚会，许多的活动。
But all you have to do is look at the golden lampstand of golden perfect love.
那么现在主耶稣是以这个天上的金子的 标准，他就以这个爱的标准来衡量。
If you look at that, you can look at Ephesus and say, this is missing.
那他你就能够把这个标准来衡量以弗所教会的时候，这个教会失去了起初的爱。
When the Lord looks at the church, he only expects the church to have what he has given to her.
主对每一个教会的要求乃是他给了你教会什么，他将来对你这个教会就用这个标准来向你要求。
He poured his first love into the church.
在这个以弗所教会里面，神耶稣把他自己起初的爱完全浇灌在这个教会里。
The love of God has been shed abroad into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个教会中被神的爱完全充满的。
And how he looks into our hearts.
但今天神对我们的心来检查的时候，
And where is that love?
那么这个起初的爱在哪里呢？
Christian service is being done for lesser motives.
今天在教会中许多的活动是别有用心。
Why do you preach?
你为什么讲道？
Because I make money.
因为我可以赚钱。
Because it gives me authority.
也给我有权柄。
Because I'm mad at my wife and I can yell.
那我对我妻子也不满意。
Many reasons people preach.
今天在台上讲道有很多很多不同的动机。
But there's only one reason acceptable.
那只有一个动机是主可以接受的。
You preach because you love the Lord Jesus.
你传道是因为你爱基督耶稣。
If you expect any other kind of reward, you'll be disappointed.
如果你希望有任何其他的奖赏，你会非常失望。
And many servants of God are disappointed.
很多今天所谓主的仆人是很失望。
But the Lord never promised popularity or money or anything.
主对他的仆人从来没有答应过给你们很多钱或者有什么样的地位。
Did you speak what I asked you?
主只问我要你讲的，你讲了没有？
Did you do it out of love?
你是用爱心来讲吗？
Money, no money, popularity, persecution, whatever.
你的结局是有钱没钱，有地位没有地位，有逼迫没有逼迫，这不是他的原因。
No, the Lord's standard is high.
因为主的标准是最高的。
And he says, if I gave you something for free, I want you to pass it on for free.
如果我白白的给你，你就要白白的给出去。
And I gave you love for free.
那我给你了这个不要钱的爱。
Now can you be the church of brotherly love?
那这个教会能不能够一个做弟兄相爱的教会？
So when we come to the church of Philadelphia,
所以现在我们如果看这个腓拉铁非这封信，
you know that Philadelphia is a word that comes from two words.
这个腓拉铁非是原文是两个字
，phileo, which means love.
那第一个 phileo 是爱
，and adelphos means brother.
那这个铁非是弟兄。
The Church of Philadelphia was marked by brotherly love.
那么这个教会的特色就是弟兄相爱的特色。
What a wonderful thing!
多么奇妙
！But they had been given it by Jesus.
那这是耶稣托给这个教会的。
God sent His love into us.
神把他的爱给我们。
Now we can love because He first loved us.
我们今天能够爱，因为他先爱我们。
And brotherly love is a particular kind of love.
这个弟兄的爱是特别的爱。
It's very practical.
是很实际。
It's very human.
很有人性。
It's a human expression of the love of God.
这是神给我们的爱，用人来表达。
We're not to look at our brother and say, "Oh, brother, I know you're going through tough times, but God loves you."
然后我们不是说对弟兄对一个正在受苦的弟兄姐妹对他说，哦，神爱你，就够了。
Be warm, be filled, goodbye.
然后你要热心，要被圣灵充满，再见。
Brotherly love is very practical.
这一个。弟兄相爱是很实际的。
Usually when you see Philadelphia in New Testament, it's connected to another word. Do you know what that word is?
在圣经里你看到这个腓拉铁非这个字的时候，往往还跟另外一个字连在一起的。
As an example, beginning of Hebrews chapter 13.
你举一个例，你到希伯来书十三章。
It says, let Philadelphia continue.
那章圣经里面有一句话是说，让腓拉铁非继续。
That's what it says in Greek.
这是原文的意思。
And then you know what the very next phrase is?
那下面一句话呢？
Don't forget to show hospitality.
然后不要忘记彼此接待。
Now that's brotherly love.
因为这个行动就是弟兄相爱。
And elsewhere in the New Testament, you'll see that brotherly love and hospitality are joined together.
所以你就会发现这个腓拉铁非这个字后面接的在一起的就是在爱里接待。
Now this is why the Chinese have a real head start in brotherly love, because they're always eating together.
对对，对中国弟兄姊妹来讲，这是很习惯的，因为老中在一起总是吃喽。
But it isn't just the eating, it's the sharing with one another.
这个里重点当然不是在一起吃东西，乃是在这里我们彼此分享。
It's the caring for one another.
乃是我们彼此的照顾。
It's having people stay in your house.
有些人住在你的家里。
That's where you will find out an angel stayed in your house.
所以这个时候圣经才会说有天使跟你住在一起。
Brotherly love.
这是弟兄相爱。
The Church of Philadelphia had it.
那这个教会有它这个特点。
And Lord willing, tomorrow, during the time, we will share some more on this matter of Philadelphia.
那么明天主日的时候我们再多交通一点这个点。
But we want to look today at first of all the key to the Church of Philadelphia.
那今天我们要看这个教会它的特色在哪里？
What do you think the key is for Philadelphia's success?
这个教会成功的原因的那一个秘诀是什么？
Did you notice when we read this passage, Jesus did not say repent?
这封信读完之后，你会发现耶稣没有对这个教会说你们教会要悔改。
Jesus did not rebuke them.
因为这个教会是耶稣没有责备的一个教会之一。
Jesus mentioned some things that they did.
耶稣指出他们做的几件好事。
But there's one thing that is the key.
有一句话是这一封信的钥匙。
What is it?
那一句话是什么呢？
It's at the near the end of verse 8.
就是第八节的结束。
Jesus declares who he is.
耶稣先宣告他是谁。
He says, you have a little strength.
他说你略有一点力量。
Now, what do you think that is? Is that a rebuke?
这句话是责备呢，还是什么意思？
Do you think that's a commendation?
这是称赞呢？
Well, as we see in a minute, it's a reality.
这句话是耶稣叙述一个事实，这个教会的实际事实。
Philadelphia was a small church relatively to other churches in the New Testament era.
腓拉铁菲这个教会在当时第一世纪的时候是属于一个小的教会。
The church has kept records of the bishops and the leaders of the various churches in the early first and second century. Philadelphia has almost none mentioned.
在头两个世纪教会的历史的记录里头，有很多很仔细记录其他教会的内容，但是提到腓拉铁菲的话，没有什么历史记录的。
They weren't well known for anything.
因为并不出名这个教会。
And this is what Jesus said.
那耶稣就说了这句话。
I've opened the door before you.
我在你面前开一个敞开的门。
Because you have little strength.
因为你力量只有那么一点点。
Sounds strange.
听起来怪怪的。
But he's opened the door before them.
但是主为他们开门。
Because they realize they have little strength.
因为他们知道他们力量有限一点点。
There's an interesting principle we find throughout the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个有意思的现象。
When a man or a woman discovers their spiritual weakness, that's when they discover his strength.
就是不管是一个弟兄或者个姐妹，他察觉自己灵性上的软弱，他同时就会发现耶稣基督的力量。
The trouble with most of the seven churches?
这七个教会的问题
they thought they were strong, increased with goods, had need of nothing.
那么尤其第七个教会说我们现在一样都不缺，我们现在蛮好的。
But here's a church that had no boast. Indeed, they had little strength.
那但是相对于这个教会来说，他就没什么可以夸口的，他们啥也没。
And what does that do to people?
那么这种情形对人有什么影响？
If you know you're weak,
如果你知道你自己软弱，
Now you have to grab hold of something that's strong.
那你自然而然就会去依赖一个比较强壮的。
Paul said when he got the thorn in his flesh,
保罗说我知道我身上有一根刺。
In one sense, that's when he grabbed hold of the Lord.
那么他只好多多依靠主。
And he could say, when I am weak, then I am strong.
所以保罗就能够做见证，我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强。
His strength is perfected in my weakness.
所以他的刚强是在我软弱身上显得完全。
What was Jacob's problem for 20 years?
那相对于雅各他这个二十年是怎么过的？
I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
雅各是一个知道自己有本事的人，他什么都可以做。
And then God tore his ligament out on his hip.
然后那天跟天使摔跤的时候，天使在他的大腿窝上扭了那么一下。
Then he grabbed hold of God.
那他现在只好抓住神了。
Now I can't let you go.
我不能让你走喽。
Because now I am weak. Without you, I will be killed.
现在我是软弱的，你没有与我同在，我一定被人家杀掉了。
God changed his name.
所以神就换他的名字。
If you do a survey of the men of God through the Bible,
所以你如果照着从旧约一直到新约这些人物
when God came to Moses in the wilderness.
在旷野神向摩西显现
He says, I've heard the cry of my children in Egypt. Go and deliver them.
我听见我的百姓在埃及的祷告。
Did Moses say, okay?
摩西有没有说很好啊
He said, no, not I stutter.
他就说我有口疾我不会说话了。
And what did Gideon say when God said, Gideon, the Midianites, I want you to handle the Midianites and deliver the people of Israel.
如果你看到四世纪的米这个基甸这个士师，当神去找他的时候，神对他说：“你要去把那个米甸人杀掉。”
Now where was Gideon?
那基甸在哪里呢
？He was hiding.
他是躲起来。
No, don't call me. I come from the worst tribe, the smallest tribe. It's no good, and I'm the least of my family, of the smallest of the small.
那他说：“我们十二个支派，我们支派是最小的。那我又在我们支派里面是最小的一个家庭，但我太……”什么也没有，不要找我了。
You know, King Solomon prayed the same thing when he became king.
所罗门也有像类似的祷告。
I'm just a child.
我不过是一个孩子。
You may be king over all these people. What do I do?
你现在要我做全以色列的王，你要我怎么干
？Give me a hearing heart.
让我有他的祷告，就是求你给我一个能听的心。
What Jeremiah said?
那耶利米又说什么呢
？God said, "Go, Jeremiah."
神对耶利米说去你替我说话
He says I can't I'm just like a child
然后他说我不行啊，我只不过是一个年轻的小孩，年轻人小孩子而已。
But when you know you are weak, then you know who is strong.
所以你知道你什么时候不行，你也同时就要看见神行。
And the Church of Philadelphia had no illusion as to how great they were.
那么这个教会菲拉铁菲，他们对自己的认识是清楚的，知道我们很微小。
And so in Philadelphia, we see a church with mostly weal and little woe.
所以在这个教会，你就看见主对这个教会的称赞多而责备少。
When Jesus looks at the testimony of himself in Philadelphia, he sees much that is good.
所以他在这个教会中，耶稣就看到许多他们这个教会的优点。
Now, what is this testimony of Jesus in every church?
那么关于在每一个教会中所谓耶稣基督的见证怎么理解？
It's actually made up of two things.
在这个见证里头有两个部分。
On the one hand, it's the faithfulness of God's people to testify of the all-sufficiency of Jesus.
也就是这一群弟兄姊妹在这个教会中总是忠心的把这位全丰的耶稣基督把它见证出来在这个世界上。
Jesus is our Savior.
第一，他是我们的救主。
Jesus is our head.
他是我们的元帅。
Jesus is our life.
他是我们的生命。
Jesus is our ministry.
他是我们整个执事的内容。
Jesus is our goal.
他是我们的目标。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这些就是耶稣基督的见证。
We've been saved by Jesus.
我们被他拯救。
He's the savior of the world.
他是世界的救主。
And we are his bondservants.
我们只不过做他的奴隶。
This is how the church bears the corporate testimony of Jesus.
这样这一群人就可以为耶稣做一个团体的见证。
Corporately together,
他们是一个团体。
When somebody comes into the midst,
如果有人跑进来，
they say, these people love Jesus.
他们就有一个结论说这一群人爱耶稣。
These people worship Jesus.
这些人敬拜耶稣。
These people serve Jesus.
这些人侍奉耶稣。
So there's a element of our responsibility in the testimony of Jesus.
所以你在这一个耶稣的见证上可以看到我们人的责任。
But then there's a second aspect.
第二个部分。
It's his ingredient to the testimony of Jesus.
那这个部分就是他自己在这个见证中的那一个分量。
On our side, we testify of his faithfulness.
我们的责任是把耶稣的信实发表出来。
On his side,
那从神这个角度，
he comes among us as the faithful one.
他来在我们中间，他是可信的。
So, the church testifies of Jesus.
教会为耶稣做见证。
But even more wonderful,
更奇妙的是，
in the church, Jesus testifies of Jesus.
耶稣为他自己做见证。
Understand what I'm saying?
懂我在讲什
么。 One thing for us to say we love Jesus.
一个方面是我们告诉主说我们爱主。
But if we truly love Jesus,
那如果我们真爱主，
then Jesus stands in the midst and says, yes, they love
me. 那么耶稣就要做见证，耶稣说对，你们真的爱我。
Now you remember John as an apostle was in exile on the island of Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
你看这里这个作者约翰，他在巴摩海岛受被流放逐。
Now the world persecutes somebody who holds the testimony of Jesus.
你可以看到他为什么被放逐呢？约翰在这里说，我为神的道与耶稣基督的见证现在被放逐在这个。
Now why is it?
世界为什么这样对待他呢？
Many people witness about Jesus.
世界有很多人为耶稣做见证。
Many preachers on the radio preach about Jesus.
你可以今天打开收音机，都是这种基督教电台啊。
But only some of them have the life of Jesus in them testifying when they speak.
但是能够在那里真正他讲这个福音的时候为耶稣做见证并不多。
You understand what I'm saying?
你懂我的意思吗？
So when John spoke to somebody,They not only heard John's words, but Jesus' powerful word witnessed what John said.
现在保罗约翰在这里讲到耶稣的见证，同时你会听见耶稣的灵在后面为他所做的见证也证明他所说的是真的。
So in the book of Acts, the apostles say,We bear testimony to Jesus And so also does the Holy Spirit when we are preaching.
所以你在使徒行传里面你能够看到这一句话，这些使徒们说，我们在这里为耶稣做见证，现在神的灵也在这里为耶稣做见证。
That's why it's important to witness to your associates about Jesus and his salvation.
所以我们每一个人在你的工作单位，你对你的同事做见证，这件事情很重要。
Because they may easily forget your words, but they have a hard time forgetting Jesus' words who keep speaking to them, keep speaking to them.
因为当你这样做的时候，他可你的同事可能忘记你所说的，可是在你说这件这个见证之后，圣灵也在那里说，那他就没一直没完没了的说，那这个人就是要改变。
So you may only speak to them while you're at work with them.
你可能只是上班的时候对他做过这个见证。
But the Holy Spirit keeps speaking to them while they're cooking, while they're watching TV, when they go to bed and try to sleep.
但是圣灵就一直他休息的时候跟他讲。他睡觉的时候跟他讲，他烧饭的时候跟他讲，一直不断的就感动他，感动他。
So when the Lord Jesus looks at the churches, he's looking for the testimony.
因此，当主耶稣看到每一个教会，他所找的就是这个见证在哪里。
Are they being faithful testifying to me?
这些人做见证的时候，是不是忠心的为耶稣做见证
？And if they are being faithful, then he testifies to them.
所以如果这一群人是忠心的，那么耶稣自己也就为这个见证，耶稣也做见证。
This is the two parts of the testimony of Jesus.
所以你看到讲的见证就是一定有这两个部分。
Now when we look at Philadelphia, we want to look at these two parts.
那现在我们用这个眼光来看腓拉铁腓的见证。
This afternoon we just want to look at the his side of the testimony.
那我们来看就是耶稣的见证是在怎么样说。
Now where do we see that in this picture?
那我们刚刚念的这段圣经里面，我们看哪一部分是这个问题
？It comes at the very beginning in verse 7 of chapter 3.
那就在开始第七节，就是他的耶稣自己的见证。
Let's look at it. To the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write: He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one will open, says this.
你看，他说。要写信给腓拉铁腓教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了没有人能关，关了没有人能开的说。
Now I think you have noticed that with all seven churches Jesus identifies himself at the beginning of his letter.
这七封信有个共同点，如果你去仔细看他每一封信的开始先自我介绍。
Let's just look at a couple of verses. You'll see what I mean.
我们看几封信做例子。
In chapter 2, verse 1,
第二章第一节
we see Jesus identifying himself as the one who holds the seven golden lampstands.
对这个教会，耶稣自我介绍，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走。
You look down in verse 8 as he's speaking to Smyrna.
那到了第二封信第八节，他在斯美拿这样说。
And he calls himself the first and the last who was dead and has come to life.
他自我介绍说，首先的，末后的，死过又复活的说。
Or in verse 12, speaking to the church of Pergamum.
第三个教会十二节，他这样说。
He identifies himself as the one who has the sharp two-edged sword.
那他自我介绍说，那有两刃利剑的说。
Now we recognize these as all elements of that vision that John saw in chapter 1.
你如果注意在第一章里面耶稣把他自己启示给约翰的时候，他所说过的话现在对每个教会都有一句有一句有一句。
Jesus saw that vision, holding the stars with the sharp two-edged sword, eyes that burn like a fire.
所以在第一章你看见的这几个讲到主耶稣的特征的时候都在这些信里面都表现出来。
Now as he addresses each church,
他对每一个教会启示的。
He emphasizes one of these features.
他就把那个特点
，because it has to do with the saints in a particular place.
因为每一个特点对那每一个特别的教会有它特别的意义。
So Smyrna, he says, I am the first and the last who was dead and has now come living forever.
你刚刚看斯美拿教会，他说我是死过又复活的。
Why does he call himself this?
为什么耶稣在对这个教会这样启示自己呢？
Because the saints in Smyrna are being threatened with death.
因为这个教会受逼迫，人家要杀这个教会的弟兄
姊妹。And he wants them to know he's the one who died and now lives forever.
所以现在他要告诉弟兄姊妹，我是曾经被杀，然后又复活的那一位。
So he can say based on his experience, do not be afraid of those who will kill you.
因为他自耶稣自己有过这个经历，所以他能够对教会说不要怕。
Or when he comes with the sharp two-edged sword to Pergamos.
然后他对这个北加摩的教会说话的，他说我是那有两刃利剑，为什么这样讲呢？
Why does he come sharp to it?
他为什么以两刃的利剑讲呢？
What's the problem in Pergamos?
在这个教会有什么问题呢？
They're holding to teachings. They're holding to the teaching of Balaam. They're holding to the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
因为这个教会他相信巴兰的教训，他也相信尼格拉党的教训，都走错路。
They've moved away from holding to the teaching of Christ, and now they have doctrines.
这一些弟兄姐妹没有持守耶稣基督的教训，现在他们持守的是人的教训。
So he's coming to them as the word of God to cut and apart these false doctrines.
所以耶稣在这里对这个教会的启示，他要强调他是两刃的利剑，要把这些假的不属于基督的教训全部切掉。
So you see what I'm saying? Every introduction has some correspondence to the life of the people in that local church.
所以每一次耶稣启示对那个教会讲他自己的特点的时候，都是针对那个教会有的问题来讲的。
Only when he comes to Philadelphia.
但是你碰到这个教会，
he changes this process.
那你会发现主稍微有一点不一样。
He doesn't speak about things that they saw in this vision of chapter 1.
他在这里启示他自己的时候，没有在第一章里面没有讲到的。
But it's whenever he identifies himself, he identifies himself in relation to the church itself.
但每一次讲到自己，总是这一个特点跟这个教会是拉到一起的。
Look what he says.
你看注意这封信。
He who is holy.He who is true, who has the key of David.
你在这里看到他讲了三个特点，圣洁的，真实的，拿着大卫钥匙的。
Now why does he say that?
他为什么这样讲？
How can he say that?
他这样讲的背景是什么？
Why when he comes to Philadelphia does he say this?
为什么对腓立比教他就这样的强调呢？
It must involve something that corresponds to the life in the church of Philadelphia.
这个跟这个教会的那个属灵的生命有关系。
When Jesus comes to a church and says, He who is holy is speaking to you, what does that mean?
所以如果这个教会耶稣跟他讲，那个圣洁者来到你的教会，他要求的是什么？
It means this church desires to be holy.
也就是说这个教会有一个追求圣洁的愿望。
He who is true, what does that mean?
那这里第二个他讲到那个真实的，那这个点又是什么意思？
If you are completely false, he who is true cannot reveal himself to you.
如果这个教会是在个虚假的情况里头，这个真实者就不能启示他自己。
If you're completely unholy, the holy Jesus cannot reveal himself to you.
如果这个教会是一个不圣洁的地方，耶稣怎么能够来到这个不圣洁的地方？
And so we find something very precious.
所以在这里看到一个很重要的原则。
Here is this church of Philadelphia.
这里这个教会腓拉铁菲。
I recommend her to you.
我来介绍这个教会给大家。
Because of these seven churches,
在这个七个教会中间
，she desires to be holy.
这个教会追求圣洁。
She desires to be reality.
这个教会追求真实。
We want to look at that.
我们要来这边寻找。
But what the Lord is saying.
那耶稣要讲什么
？Church of Philadelphia, you know me. I am the Holy One.You know me, I am the true.
主耶稣说，腓立比教会弟兄姊妹，你们认识我，我是圣洁的，你们也认识我，我是真实者。
Now let's remember something. We are shaped by the vision of Jesus that we see.
我们要记得一件事情，我们怎么认识的耶稣，你自己就变成那个你认识的那个耶稣。
You cannot tell a church you should be holy.
你不能对一个教会说你应该圣洁。
But if they see the holy Jesus, they will be transformed into his holiness from glory to glory.
除非这个教会看见耶稣是圣洁的，否则他不可能变成圣洁。
Now I say this with tremendous grief today.
我讲这句话心里带着很大的伤痛。
Holiness is unknown in so much of the American church today.
今天在美国的教会里头，圣洁这个特点是看不见的。
The Holy One cannot come to them.
这个圣洁的这位神不能够来到这样的教会里头。
The garments are all spotted.
你会发现现在的这些这个袍子都是充满了污秽。
But Jesus is looking for the church that knows the Holy One.
那现在耶稣要找一个教会是追求圣洁的教会。
Now this group has little strength.
那这个教会又是没有什么力量的，只有一点点力量。
These are not self-righteous Pharisees who say, yes, we are holy Christians, yes, we do everything holy.
那这个教会没有人能够夸口说我们是又有圣洁又有力量的一个教会，像一些传道人是自吹自擂。
But these are people with little strength.
他们只有一点点力量。
Who has seen the Holy One?
他们认识这个圣洁者。
What happens to any person in the Bible when they see the Holy One?
你在圣经里面看到任何人认识圣洁的这个神有什么结局？
They fall down.
他们马上
They're undone.
他们发现自己完全不行。
You remember Isaiah?
你看见以赛亚就是。
He saw a vision of the Lord.
他看见耶稣神的异象
，and he saw those creatures saying, "Holy, holy, holy."
他看见那些撒拉佛在那边喊圣洁，圣哉，圣哉。
And what did Isaiah say?
啊，他说什么
？Undone, undone, undone. Woe is me, woe is me, woe is me.
他说祸灾，祸灾，祸灾，我有祸了。
Because he saw the contrast.
因为他看见圣洁的神，他马上对照自己就知道自己差太远。
But because he saw the Holy One, Isaiah became a holy prophet.
但是你会发现他整个的书整个那本书就显出这个先知跟神一样也是变成一个圣洁的人。
So let's just briefly look at these three things that Jesus is to the church of Philadelphia.
所以今天下午呢我要把这三个特点对这个教会是真实的一个一个来讲。
He who is holy.
他是圣洁的。
Now this is a great word in the Old Testament.
这个圣洁这个词在整个的旧约是一个大的词。
And we remember when the Lord saved the children of Israel out of Egypt and brought them to Mount Sinai. 2-year lesson. That which is holy, that which is common.
所以你会发现当神把犹太人从埃及带出来以后带在一个山下西乃山下用2年的功夫来教他们什么是圣的什么是俗的。
He says, you are mine, and I will teach you how to be holy nation.
那你会发现神向他们宣告的时候就是说你们是属于我的那我要叫你们做圣洁的国度。
Here's what I'm going to do.
那我要告诉你我要怎么做。
There are laws by which you can be holy.
这里有你们可以认识的这个律法。
Keep these laws.
你们要遵守这个律法
It will make you completely different from the rest of the world.
你们如果遵行这个律法你们就跟世界的人就完全分别了
And can you imagine that 1500 BC God told them have one God honor your father and mother
你能不能想象在耶稣之前1500年在那个古老的时代神就启示只有一位神第二要孝敬你的父母
And then he taught them about holiness byHaving a tabernacle to be built.
然后启示他们要建一个会幕
Why?
为什么
I want to fellowship with you.
他要告诉犹太人我要跟你们交通
But our fellowship must be holy.
但是我跟你交通的原则必须是圣洁
So we build this holy tabernacle with different coverings and things.
然后在这个启示里面就告诉他们这个会幕要怎么建造
Now I want you to come talk to me.
现在神要求他们来与神相交
But don't just come in and say Hey Jesus, how you doing? How things going?
不要这样子来跟耶稣讲话
No, you need to come with the right sacrifice
你要来的时候要带祭物来
You have to come with the right offering
要有带礼物来
Then you can fellowship with
然后你跟神交通
There's a holy way of fellowship
这里有一个圣洁的次序
And then look at these priests
那你看这些祭司们
Now I want you to see the difference between common people and holy people.
神要让我们看见这个俗人跟这个祭司有什么
And so the priests had to live a whole separated life.
祭司们要过一个分别为圣的生活
He says, you must learn. These things are common. These things are holy. 神就教他们这些事情是属于圣洁的，这些事情是属于不圣洁的。
Now why is that?
为什么？
Unfortunately, we don't have on our television channel heaven.
很可惜，我们的电视里面没有一个这个节目是天属天的节目。
It's too far up the cable numbers.
那个号码太高了。
But everything on the heaven channel is holy.
因为在那个属天的频道上是圣洁的频道。
God loves holy things.
因为神只爱圣洁的东西。
He loves holy garments.
他爱圣洁的袍子。
He loves holy worship.
他爱圣洁的敬拜。
He loves holy women.
他爱那些圣洁的女人。
Everything about holiness he loves.
每一个跟圣洁有关的，神都爱。
On the heaven channel, only holy things go on there.
在这个属天的频道上，只有圣洁的东西。
No crummy shows, no carnal shows, only holy things.
没有那些乱七八糟的事情。
God loves holy.
因为神爱圣洁。
God said, I love my beloved son. He's holy.
那神为他儿子做见证的就是说，这个儿子是圣洁的儿子。
Now think about that. Jesus was just a man on this earth, but he was holy to God.
但是耶稣在地上33年，他不过来做人，但是这个人跟别人不一样，他是圣洁的人。
He loves all things holy.
他爱每一个有圣洁性的。
Now, Philadelphia, despite its little strength,had the mark of holiness upon it.
这个教会虽然他们力量很小，但是他们有一个原则，就是圣洁的原则。
How rare is a holy assembly?
但是今天在地上的教会要找这个圣洁的特点很难找。
Brothers and sisters, I travel around and still see many assemblies in the nation that do unholy things without any conscience problem at all.
我这些年在各地到教会去讲道，但是我发现一件事情，很多的教会做了许许多的事情，一点都没有感觉到这些事情是不圣洁的。
We have a church in New York where the people there love to talk, and even the preachers, they love to use curse words while they're preaching, because the grace of God lets us be whoever we are, he forgives us.
那在纽约有一个教会，有一个传道人，他们这一群人在一起的时候，即使传道人讲道都有带着脏字。那么这个神学理论就是说，反正神是有恩典的神，我们怎么样的有罪，神总是赦免我们的。
Now I don't want to give you big history about the four churches that are extant today according to Revelation 2 and 3, but Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea all exist today in our present generation.
但是我们早上说的这个七个教会，这里面后面这个四个教会，在今天21世纪的时候都存在。
So Thyatira is the Catholic and the Orthodox Church.
你可以这样说，推亚推拉是代表这个天主教跟东正教。
But maybe we won't even talk about them.
我们现在不去讲。
Let's talk about the three Protestant groups.
我们看后面三个所谓根正教。
Sardis.
萨迪
the denominations of the Reformation,
这一个就是改教路德改教之后
，Philadelphia, the recovered churches of the Brethren,
那么这个腓拉铁菲就是所谓的19世纪的弟兄会
，Laodicea,
老底教
the lukewarm church around us today,
那今天这个所谓不冷不热的教会，今天到处都是。
Now just in Sardis and Laodicea,
你就看这个。沙迪跟老底教 老底教
problems with holiness,
他们的问题就是圣洁上有问题。
Do you remember what Jesus said to Sardis?
他对沙迪说过什么？
Now this is Protestants,
这是所谓根正教。
What does he say?
他说什么？
He says there are a few of you who have not soiled your garments,
就是说你们只有几个人的衣服是没有玷污的。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思？
Most of them have soiled their garments.
所以就是大部分的那个教会的
弟兄们这个衣服都有污染。
They're unclean.
不清不洁净。
Now, they have a doctrine of salvation.
他们有非常好的救恩的教训。
They say, all by the grace of God, everything by the grace of God.
他们强调神的恩典。
But they do nothing toward holiness.
但是他们的行为没有配上。
And their garments remain soiled.
他们的行为都是充满了污秽。
Now you know, of course, famously, Martin Luther, who recovered the doctrine of justification by faith.
马丁路德很有名的就是他把因信称义的真理恢复了。
But he never preached nor taught on holiness.
但是在他的教训里面从来没有摸到追求圣洁。
Now, I'm a German in background, so I know about Lutherans.
我是我的祖先从德国来，所以我们家对这个路德的教训是很。
If you're looking for holy people, don't go too far among the Lutherans. You won't find.
你要找圣洁的人，在路德会里面找不到。
Now there's a few exceptional Lutherans.
有这么几名是特例。
I used to play golf with two Lutheran ministers.
我以前跟两个路德会的牧师一起打高尔夫球。
And after we play golf.They say, let's go to the bar and drink, beer, beer, more beer, beer, beer.
我们打完高尔夫球就上酒吧要喝啤酒去。
Now, I won't say anything about drinking beer.
我不批评喝啤酒。
But I sat with them and drank Coke, and they keep drinking 5-6 beers till they're drunk.
那我在那边喝可口可乐，他们一直喝到醉酒。
And even Martin Luther used to get regularly drunk.
马丁路德自己也常常会醉酒。
Now, I'm just telling you the fact.
这是历史的事实。
Because they understood nothing of holiness.
因为在他们的亮光底下还没有看到神的圣洁这个方面。
Now I ask you a very foolish question.
我问一个笨的问题。
How is the bride ever going to be prepared by people who know nothing about holiness?
那如果任何一个新娘子从来不认识什么叫做圣洁的话，怎么能够叫做预备好的新娘呢？
It's really only when John Wesley and those came along that they began to preach sanctification.
只有 holiness 教会历史就是等到卫斯理来的时候，卫斯理才强调圣洁的真理。
So Sardis doesn't know holiness.
所以沙迪的教会是不知道什么叫做圣洁。
Laodicea, do they have a problem with holiness?
那你看到老底家有没有圣洁的问题？
What's the condition of their garments?
他们的衣服是怎么回事？
According to Jesus,
耶稣怎么说呢？
They don't even have garments. You don't know that you're naked.
也就是说你们是 光溜溜的 连袍子都没有。
Laodicean church has no idea what holiness is.
因为这个教会根本就不知道什么叫做圣洁。
There's so many Christians today have no idea what holy reverence of God means.
今天许多的弟兄姊妹根本就没有认识什么叫做在神的面前要圣洁。
What they wear, what they say, how they act is totally against the Lord Jesus.
基督徒今天所穿的、所说的、所生活的，通通与圣洁相反。
But how rare the smell of Philadelphia. There's holiness burnt there in their incense.
但是现在我们讲的腓立铁菲就不一样，在这个教会中，你能够闻到、能够看见圣洁的气息。
Philadelphia always seems a little old-fashioned.
但在很多人眼中，这种教会是很古板的教会，古老的教会。
You know why?
为什么？
Because holiness involves order.
因为圣洁就有秩序。
Many churches don't know order anymore.
今天很多教会根本就不知道什么叫做属灵的秩序。
They know cleanness.
他们也知道什么叫做洁净。
They know separation from the world.
他们也知道怎么样叫做跟世界有分别。
And the saints are, as the King James says, a peculiar people.
就是像这个钦定版在翻译旧约的时候，就是说以色列人是一个peculiar people， 就是特别的、特殊的一群，跟这个世界的人不一样。
Now you've already learned God's people are pretty unique.
你如果你真的认识一个真基督徒，在这个世界来讲是独一的，没有人像这些人。
God builds originals.And he puts them together in fellowship.
神在这些人上做的工都是第一手的工，把这种人把它分别出来，在一起聚会。
But that's part of what holiness means.
这一个圣洁的意思就是在这个意思。
You are very unique.
你是 特殊人物。
The world wants to conform us to its mold.
世界要把我们磨成世界的样子。
Holiness makes us unique before God.
但是你有圣洁的性情的时候，你跟这个世界就搞不在一起了。
God loves holiness.
因为神是圣洁的。
Now how can you be holy if you know you have little strength?
你自己如果知道自己没有什么力量，你怎么能够保守自己圣洁呢？
The Lord says, be holy.
神说我要求你们圣洁。
What do you say?
那你怎么说？
I can't be holy. I have little strength.
我一点，我没有办法圣洁。
But,
但是
what do you learn?
你学到什么？
1 Corinthians 1:30.
在哥林多前书第一章三十节。
By God's doing, he has been made Christ to us, wisdom, sanctification. That's holiness.
所以你在哥林多前书第一章三十节，你就看见神让基督成为我们的公义，成为我们的圣洁。
He is our wisdom, our righteousness, our redemption, our holiness.
他在那里要看见，他是我们的智慧，他也是我们的公义，他也是我们的圣洁。
Now, if you're a serious Christian desiring to be holy,
如果你是认真的基督徒，你一定希望自己是一个分别为圣的人。
You have soon discovered your weakness.
但是同时你又发现你差得很远。
But have you laid hold of the Lord Jesus as your holiness?
那这个时候你就需要紧紧地抓住耶稣。
He is holy indeed.
因为只有他是圣洁。
He gives holiness to your life.
所以他能给我们这个圣洁的生命。
Your holiness lives by His life.
你我的圣洁是借着这个生命来发表。
No longer I that live, it's He that lives through me.
因为不是我活，乃是基督在我们里面活。
He has the power to separate us, even though we don't have the power to separate ourselves.
我们要把自己跟这世界分开来是分不开的，但是只有他的生命，他的力量才能够使我们有这个力量跟这个世界分别。
That's a wonderful moment when a young person.Becomes despairing of their continual sins, and they lay hold of Jesus and says, I'm a failure, but I lay hold of you as my victory, and they start to live in victory.
所以你会看到一个年轻人，他本来在这个世界里面犯罪作恶，做了很多事情，但是有一天他得救了，得救了以后，他里面就有一个生命，这个生命他知道自己是没有的，这个生命就是让他能够靠着这个生命来过一个分别为圣的生活。
Right? You are dead, and your life is hid.In God.
所以这个你看出我们一个很稀奇的现象，我们是已经死了，与他一同埋葬了，但是有个新的生命从我们这个里面又出来了。
This is a critical point in our gospel.
这是我们整个传福音的最重要的一个要点。
We don't just bring people to Jesus and then say, go ahead, be holy on your own. Try, keep trying, keep trying.
我们并不是把一个罪人带到耶稣面前说你悔改了，然后好了，你自己好自为之吧。
We point them to the Savior.Until he becomes their life.
今天我们要把一个人带到一个地步，让他知道今天是耶稣的生命在你里头。
And they learn to live in the spirit of liberty.
那然后我们就学着让这个新的生命带给我们一个真的自由。
Let's look at the second thing Jesus said.
那在这个教会第二个特点是什么呢？
I come to you, Philadelphia, he who is holy, he who is true.
这个第二个特点就是说到他是真实的。
Now you know this is John's unique ministry.
这个是约翰的一个特色。
How many times do you think he writes the word true? In his letters, in his gospels?
在他的著作里头，不管他的福音也好，他的书信也好，他讲了几次关于这个真实这个字。
How many times?
几次。
Who knows?
有人猜得猜吗？
Well, I don't know either. Okay, man. I thought probably somebody actually counted them up lately.But he uses this word true all the time.
但是你去他的著作里头，你看到这个字充满在他的著作里。
And his main point is, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
你要发现，在耶稣的自我介绍里头，他说，我是道路、真理、生命。这个 truth 就是。
Now here are these Philadelphia saints.
这里有一群菲拉铁菲的圣徒。
And they know him who is true.
他们认识耶稣是真的。
They know Jesus as he really is.
他认识耶稣的本质。
Jesus the reality.
他是那个实际。
Son of God, son of man.
神的儿子与人子是一个。
Human, divine.
人性与神性是一个。
John's unique ministry is trying to bring this truth, this reality back to the children of God.
所以约翰的职事
就是要把这个属灵的实际带到弟兄姊妹中间。
You know, you realize, of course, the other word for truth is reality. I'm sure you're translating that.
Yeah, 真理或者是实际这两个词汇是互换的。
It's not enough just to know the truth, like doctrines.
光光知道真理不够。
The real thing is to live in the reality of his life.
你不但要知道，你必须在这个真理的实际的里头 活出来。
And how do we know Philadelphia already has begun to enter into the reality of the true one?
那你怎么能够从这个教会里面看得出来，他们不但知道真理，而且他们是活在这个真理里头？
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
Answer. Because they know they have little strength.
因为他们第一知道自己没有力量。
See, that's our reality.
那个是他们的真实。
Now the Philadelphians know that.
他们认识自己没有力量。
They're not trying to be proud or powerful.
他们并不要假装我们自己很有力量，很有本事。
That's reality.
这是一个属灵的实际。
Now Jesus can be real in you if you realize that you need this reality.
所以，什么时候你自己开始对自己有一个真实的认识，知道自己不行，但是你知道耶稣行。
You know, when I traverse around this world, I go to many assemblies. And you can smell different fragrances in the assemblies.
你在不同的教会去讲道的时候，你可以闻到每个教会味道不一样的。
I go to some places and I smell religious.
我有时候闻出来的是这一群人很宗教化。
They're really trying to be Christian.
他们努力地要做基督徒。
You can smell the perspiration of their trying.
他们在这个努力的中间全身大汗。
You go to other assemblies, you smell a little this musty. It's some, traditions.
那有的时候我到一个教会里头，你就闻到很多很多的这些传统。
Everything is according to tradition.
我们这里所做的每一件事情都上一辈人传下。
But even though there's tradition, where's the reality?
有他们守住这个传统，但是不知道他这个属灵的实际是什么。
So, every week they have the Lord's table. It's become a tradition.
每个礼拜拨饼也变成一个传统。
But they've lost the reality.
但是到底
of the Lord's table.
到底为什么拨饼这一个真实是什么不知道。
But they feel better because they observe the tradition.
因为我们这样做，因为上辈子这么教的，我们做了，我们良心安了。
Tradition is just furniture in the church. Without reality, it's nothing.
所以任何的传统，那只不过是一件家具而已，它并没有它属灵的价值。
As a matter of fact, you study in church history, you see it's an interesting relationship. The less life the church has, the more tradition they develop.
你就会发现在教会历史里头，这个教会的属灵的生命越来越弱的时候，这个教会同时它的传统的东西就越来越多。
And with time, they invent the most beautiful liturgies.
那教会就会弄出很多很多的这些形式主义的东西。
They have less and less light, so they put in bigger and bigger stained glass windows.
属灵的光越来越淡，但是呢，我们就装到很多很多的彩色玻璃，让那个光充满。
They're singing.Less and less from the heart, so they get a better and better choir.
那么灵里面没有灵歌了，那么外面就有很漂亮的诗班。
The preacher speaks worse and worse the truth, and so they get a funnier and funnier preacher.
这个牧师呢，会真理讲的并不是很多，笑话讲了一大堆。
They learn certain words that are traditional.
那么这篇信息里面很多很多这些传统的。教训
even the way you pray is certain tradition.
连你祷告的样子都是有一个传统味道的。
The first time I visited the churches in India, I was very aware of the way they pray.
那我到有一次我到印度去传道，那里他们一祷告就是那个样子。
Before anybody prays to God,
他们还没有赞美神呢。
They introduce themselves for 2 minutes.
他们自我先要在神面前自我介绍两分钟。
They have long phrases about God, the Creator of heaven and earth, who knows all things, and He is the transcendent and the immanent one.
他们总有一套话要先讲一遍。
Even if you want to thank the Lord for the food, it takes them 10 minutes to introduce God that they're praying to.
所以就是一个谢饭祷告，头十分钟还要讲了很多关于神是谁。
Sometimes our prayer needs to be three long words long. Let's eat, Amen, something.
有的时候你的祷告应该只有三句话，但是我们还啰里啰嗦讲了一大堆。
Now all I can say is this. Sometimes you can pray long, short. That's not the question. It's whether there's reality there. That's the issue.
今天祷告不是说长或者短的问题，今天的祷告到底我们是真实的吗？
And if we know the Lord.He keeps bringing us into reality.
今天我们如果真的认识耶稣，耶稣一定把我们带到属灵的真实的里头去。
And what does that mean?
什么意思？
We continue to decrease, he continues to increase. That's the reality.
这个意思就是说，我们这个人自己是一天少事，一天越来越小。耶稣基督他在我们身上越来越多才对。
All that is religious and traditional, he brings to the cross.And it comes through on the other side of life.
把一切传统也好，这个外表的仪式也好，通通带到十字架的死亡，然后在死亡的后面，你可以看到复活的生命。
So, I have been to some Episcopal churches.
我到过所谓的圣公会。
Do you know Episcopal churches?
你们去过圣公会吗？
They're usually pretty fancy churches.
很漂亮的建筑物。
Now they have a liturgy.
他们有一个本子。
Already your prayer was written down.
所有的祷告文都已经印好了。
So the priest stands up and he says, Oh thou God, before whom no secrets are hid. He reads his prayer.
所以所谓要祷告，他就把这个祷告文念一次，就是祷告文。
Now, I have been to two kinds. One Episcopal church, they read this liturgy, but the man has faith. And when they read the liturgy, it's beautiful.
我去过两种的圣公会，有一个圣公会呢，他们是有这个祷告的文啊，这个传道人如果念这个祷告文，但是他是有一个真实的信心，所以他读出来的味道不一样。
And then maybe they have a soloist who stands up and sings a sacred song, something in the classical realm. But that soloist believes with their heart what they're singing, and it comes across as something beautiful to us.
有人献诗。这个人现实他是一个真的信耶稣的人，他把这个诗歌里面的灵唱出来，你就被他感动。
But then, I've been to Episcopal churches.
但是我还去过另外一种圣公会。
They open the book to pray.
他们把祷告本打开来祷。
Oh God, who knoweth all things, and from whom no secrets are hid. Oh God, they use all kinds of words and...phrases, but they don't believe what they're saying.
但是他就是念了半天，自己都不信，他还在念。
And then they have the singer sing.
也有献诗的人。
And this soloist is a soprano who is 100% filled with themselves.
然后献诗的人，她是一个女声乐家，她唱这个表现自己的技巧。
You say, oh, what a work of art! What a beautiful musician!But you never even thought of God during the whole solo.
所以你听完这样的献诗的时候，你没有摸到神，你只会觉得哇，他唱的真棒啊。
You see, it depends on the reality.
现在问题是说，我们摸到他那个真实没有？
Around the world, people express themselves in many different ways, but just where's the reality? Where's the life in there?
所以今天不管你到世界什么地方去，你要摸到的那件事情是属灵的真实，那个东西在哪里？
So, if we see the Lord as our reality, then He comes to us as He who is true.
那么现在你碰到这个真实的时候呢，你就懂得什么叫耶稣说我是那真实者。
Now let's look at the third.
第三个特点。
Are you still alive?
你们还活着吗
？Okay, one more. There in. Oops, sorry, I got out of there. Chapter 3 again.Let's read a little further, and it says, He who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one will open, says this, I know your deeds, behold, I put before you an open door which no one can shut. See, that's all related together. Because I know you have little strength.
第三个特点是这一大串比较长的话，拿着大卫钥匙开了没有人关，关了没有人开的，说我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名，看来我在面前给你开一个敞开的门，无人能关。
Now, key of David comes from Isaiah 22:22. It's a phrase.
这个以赛亚书22章22节有这句话。
And we see it has to do with Jesus' ability to open and close doors.
这句话呢是说到耶稣是这一位有钥匙能够开能够关的这一位耶稣。
Jesus says, I have the key of David.
耶稣在那里说,我有大卫的钥匙。
The Messiah, David. I'm the son of David. I have the key of David, the messianic key.
那么当年这位大卫他是王,他有这个钥匙。
What door does that open?
他开什么门呢?
He can open it, nobody can shut it.
当他开就没有人能关了。
If he shuts it, nobody can open it.
当他关的时候就没有人能开。
What is that key, the door?
那么到底这个钥匙是什么? 这个门是什么?
Now the church of Philadelphia have discovered Jesus has the key of David.
那么这个教会就发现耶稣就是有大卫钥匙的那一位。
And even though they have little strength, he has opened a door before them which no one can shut.
虽然我们这个教会是只有一点点的力量,
What's this talking about?
那么什么意思?
What's the door?
什么门没打开来?
There's two common interpretations.
有两个解释。
One, it's the door of service. It opens the door for us to witness. It opens the door for us to serve God.
第一个解释就是我们侍奉神的门。 我们比如说为着替神传福音, 这样的侍奉为他做见证, 这个门打开了。
Three times, the Apostle Paul says, God has opened for me a door of ministry in such and such a place.
所以你在保罗书信里面,你可以看到保罗讲过三次, 他说,我到你们中间,神为我们开了一个门。
Is that what it's talking about?
那这就是是不是他指的这个门呢?
Now, second interpretation,
第二个解释,
for those who believe Church of Philadelphia represents the Brethren movement of 19th century,
那么有人认为这个教会是指的19世纪的弟兄会开始的,
they believe from that time, God opened the door of worldwide missions that will remain open until Jesus comes back.
那么就是从19世纪弟兄会开始的时候,
before that time, the church did not go out in a major way to the rest of the world from Europe.
就是说,在那个19世纪以前,神没有开过这样的一个全球宣教的这一个工作。
Is this the door?
是这样解释的。
Well, it may include some things like that.
可能有这个意思。
But here's what he's talking about.
但是我觉得他真正的意思是这个。
The church needs to be involved in the things of the kingdom, and only he can open those doors as the Messiah of the kingdom.
教会在地上乃是这个天国的表现。那么所以这个天国的门是这个天国的弥赛亚。 他自己来开的,那教会是跟他配合的。
You understand?
懂吗?
This example.
给一个例子。
There's a difference between the church coming together and praying and the church that has discovered Jesus has the key to kingdom praying.
第一个例子就是说,教会可以聚在一起,然后来祷告,为着一些事情祷告,这是一件事。但是, 教会能不能够在一起为着天国的福音开他的门来祷告?
What's kingdom praying?
那么这里面这两个祷告的差别就是什么叫做为天国来祷告呢?
This is when we're praying something more than just for ourselves.
这个祷告不是为我们个人的。
We're praying thy kingdom come.
因为主耶稣说你要祷告先求他的国,你的国降临。
And as we gather together,
当我们在一起的时候,
two or three of us,
两三个人,
we agree about something in the kingdom.
我们同阿们一件事情就是关于天国,
and we bind it.
我们在这里捆绑,
and it's bound.
那么就天上就捆绑,
or we loose it.
当我们在地上释放,
and it's loose.
在天上就释放,
he is turning the key.
他在那里开钥匙,
opening the kingdom.
他把天国打开,
and so somebody gets saved who was being blocked by the enemy.
那么这个时候本来被 仇敌关在门外的,现在门开了,
sometimes the enemy is holding a sinner in his hand.
很多的时候,
only Jesus has that authority from heaven to bring this person into the kingdom.
所以只有耶稣有这个权柄, 能够释放这个人从撒旦的权势下, 被释放出来。
We need to pray Satan's hand be loosed from some people to come into the kingdom.
所以我们在祷告的时候，这个国度的祷告就是让撒旦把这些神的要救的人释放出来。
Now it is a known reality that there are small assemblies around this world that pray kingdom prayers and great things happen.
所以今天你如果注意，在这个地球上有一些弟兄姊妹，少数的弟兄姊妹是为着神的国度在那里祷告的，那你会发现神就在中间做很奇妙的大事。
It doesn't matter the size of the assembly.
这个跟教会的大小人数没有关系。
The question is, do you see who holds the key?
你要看到谁有这把钥匙。
We come to problems about us.
今天我们周围看了一大堆的问题。
We tend to blame the politicians or the, those who aren't Christians or our persecutors.
我们可以把这些问题归咎于政治家不好，某某人不好，我们可以骂别人。
But you notice the early church, they knew Jesus had the key of kingdom things.
但是你如果看《使徒行传》第一世纪这些圣徒们，他们认识耶稣的手中有钥匙。
And even in the midst of persecution, the doors continued to open by Jesus' power and authority.
所以虽然外面你看到很多很多的对教会的逼迫，对个人的逼迫，但是他们仍然能够聚在一起祷告，这个福音就这样传出去。
Now when we do kingdom ministry,
当我们在这里做国度的工作，
Now there may be somebody over here doing what they call gospel ministry.
有些人是在做传福音的工作。
Now they're trying to bring people, get them saved.
我们就叫人得拯救。
And then once they get saved, they go to the next town, preach the gospel.
那么这些人救了这批人，他就到下一个城再去救
别人。Now we've all tried that, and we know many people can get saved.
我们都做过这样的事，也救过不少的人。
Many Christians go down from the United States down to Haiti.
那有美国本土有很多人跑到海地去传福音。
And more people down in Haiti have been saved than there are the population of Haiti.
在那里救的人比黑地本身得救的人多得多。
But after a while, you begin to think some people are repeats.
那但是你会发现有很多是重复被救。
They get saved every time somebody goes down there.
每次只要有人来传福音，他们就被救一次。
But what's the difference between that?
这个
and bringing somebody into the kingdom.
这样的得救跟你真正把一个人带进国度是两码子事。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么？
Go into all the world and get them saved.
去救他们。
No.
不是，这不是耶稣讲。
Go into all the world, make disciples.
是去叫他们做我的门徒。
Now, kingdom ministry produces disciples who stay, who stick.
这一个国度的福音要传出去的时候，是叫他不但得救，还要做耶稣的门徒，这样才算数。
But that's when we work on a life by the authority of the King and produce this kind of testimony.
你要产生这样的结果，你必须认识耶稣是这个天国拿钥匙的人。
So we see how precious it is Jesus' testimony in the Church of Philadelphia.
所以你从这三个点你会看得见，耶稣的见证在这个教会中是多么的宝贵。
Even though they have little strength.
虽然这个教会外面来看是一个软弱的教会，
they know him who is holy,
但是他认识他是圣洁的，
and they desire to be holy.
他们也愿意成为圣洁，
they know him who is true,
他们认识他是真实，
and they're being made more and more transparent and real.
他们自己要因着跟随这位真实的主就变成越来越透明。
They know him who has the key of the kingdom,
他有这个国度的钥匙，
and therefore that which they're able to dodo lasts in the kingdom.
所以因着这个缘故，他们就能够做，能够持续永远的工。
Could they do those things without Jesus in their midst?
如果耶稣不在他们中间，他们能够做这些事吗？
No,
不可能。
But because they know they have little strength, they're trusting in him.
因为他们知道自己非常软弱，没有办法靠自己做任何一件事。
And so the Lord commends them.
所以主就称赞他们。
You're holding my testimony.
你持守我的。
Now notice this last thing. We'll get to the wheel next time, but just notice this one thing regarding rewards.
我们来看他的赏赐是什么。
Verse
11. 11节。
Jesus says, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one will take your crown.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Now, I am coming quickly is an encouragement to them.
这是耶稣对他们的鼓励。
But he says, hold fast to what you have.
要持守你有的。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
They already have their crown.
他有什么？有冠冕。
Just hold fast so nobody takes it away.
你要持守你有的冠冕，不要让人家抢走。
Isn't that wonderful?
啊，好，多好啊。
These people are imperfect.
他们不是完美的人。
They know they have little strength.
他们也知道自己软弱。
But they're pursuing their God.
但是他们追求主。
And Jesus says in effect to them,You already have that which is necessary for abundant entry into the kingdom of God. Hold on to it.
所以他们现在所有的，你们要好好的持守。
Oh, if we lose a holy God, we have lost a reward.
所以如果我们失去了耶稣，我们什么奖赏？什么奖赏？
If we no longer can be real because we're trying to be religious, we've lost our reward.
如果我们只想过一个有宗教的生活，我们却不真实，我们这个赏赐也没有。
And if we're praying and praying.But we don't know how to break through under the open heaven to the kingdom life.
虽然我们在祷告、祷告、祷告，但是我们没有突破，能够把天上的国度带进来，我们这个祷告也没用。
Then we can lose our reward.
我们也就失去了奖赏。
Many, many Christians today very, very busy.
今天很多很忙碌的基督徒。
So why is it Jesus says, when I come, you will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these things in your name? And he says, I don't even know you.
所以虽然我们有很多忙碌的基督徒，主耶稣回来的时候，他却说：“你跟我说奉你那边传道、赶鬼、行异能。”耶稣说：“我不认识你。”
Because the king only is concerned about what you have done in the kingdom by trusting in him.
所以耶稣所关心的事情是你不管做任何一件事情，有没有跟这个耶稣的国度发生关系。
And so I recommend the Church of Philadelphia to you.
所以我这次讲到我带着负担把这个教会介绍给大家。
May you be like the Church of Philadelphia.
愿意我们每一个人都效法这个教会。
Know him who is holy, who is true, who holds the key of things.
这个教会是认识他是圣洁的，他是真实的，他是手里拿着大卫的钥匙的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these words which we want to chew and eat upon.
主，我们为着今天所听见的话，我们感谢你，让我们能够吃进去，而且能够好好的消化。
We know in these last days you're demanding much regarding the perfecting of your bride.
因为在这个末世你要回来之前，你要让你的心腹装饰整齐。
And we also know you are giving tremendous grace for us to be faithful to you.
你要给我们很大的恩典，让我们对你能够有信实。
When we come before the reality of your word, we recognize how little strength we have.
每一次我们来到你话语的中，我们就会发现我们自己是何等无能。
But we grab hold of your leg, even as Jacob, and say, "We won't let you go until you bless us with these things."
但是主，我们要效法像雅各当年，他知道自己是瘸腿的，他就紧紧地抓住你，直到你祝福我们。
Oh, Lord, thank you for your life in our midst.
我们为着你赏给我们的生命，我们感谢你。
Help us know the Holy God.
指教我们认识你是圣洁的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.